Zimbabweans in the UK, mostly representing the Zimbabwe Vigil, the Restoration of Human Rights, Zimbabwe Yes We Can campaign, and other, you know, organizations. We gathered outside the doctor's surgery, where we protested against the kind of hypocrisy that we seem to be seeing. We want to believe that this man, Dr. Nyatsuro, came to the UK and has been living in the UK for more than 10 years now. He was accorded British citizenship and even the right to practice in this country. Now we hear that because of her familial links to the first family, particularly Grace Mugabe in particular, we hear that he actually went to grab a farm from a white farmer of who is Zimbabwean, and simply targeted just because of his color. Now we are saying you can't have it both ways. And in any event, we don't approve of situations where political differences or contestations are settled by way of violence. So we went there to register our concern and our disapproval of his attempt to deprive of one Zimbabwean citizen's, of his livelihood. And we also went there to highlight the hypocrisy in which this doctor is involved in. And we were saying no to violence, no to continued human rights abuses, and of course, no to cronyism, and even no to tourism, to tourism farming, where people just go on farms, as a tourist activity, to pride themselves of the land that they so claim to possess.
Are you going to have more protests?
We certainly will. It reminds me of, in 1994 when Mugabe was conferred knighthood by the Queen. But they took it away in 2008 following a violent election in Zimbabwe. We are saying if that British citizenship was conferred possibly because of his good deeds or whatever reason, surely it must now be revoked, given that he is of violent tendencies and doesn't respect other people's rights.